No, number 18.
Zog de Gemara. Boy Rabbe. Boy Rabbe. Kim lechi hayoy mal. The person says, Kim lechi hayoy mal. Mi amrinen kemanda omar lo. Mufo lechi lemocho. Oidil me holoy omar lo. So the Lashon HaGemara, the Suffolk HaGemara is, he said, Kim lechi hayoy. Mi amrinen kemanda omar mufo lechi lemocho domi. He didn't say Mufa l'chilemocha. So what is the Tzdodeh Asofik? So in Teisa state that the Tzdodeh Asofik are a Balabatish Asofik. Zog Teisa. When a person says Kim l'chi hayoim, he means to say Mufa l'chilemocha. He decided that he's mefer it tomorrow. When he said Kim l'chi hayoim, this is what he decided to say, Mufa l'chi l'mocho. So it's ke'ilu, he spoke out, Mufa l'chi l'mocho. Other name. He meant to say, Kim l'chi ayoyim. Ayoyim for sure Kim l'chi. L'mocho? I will see what will be. L'mocho, I will see. So l'fit teisus ma'am shabalabati shesofik. When he says, Kim l'chi ayoyim, ermein, this is what teisus do. Mashma mekuyam ayoyim, ava l'mocho ra'im meferet. Adonai, kim lechi hayoim, lemocho, lemocho rabol desay. Aber in Rosh steht anders. In Rosh steht, that avade un avade, we know what the person means. When he says kim lechi hayoim, he means dafka hayoim kim lechi. Aber lemocho loy kim lechi. Avade that this is what he means. Kim lechi hayoim, hayoim kim lechi, lemocho loy kim lechi. Avade that this is what he means. And the mele he means kim lechi hayoyim and tomorrow mufo lechi. And avada that this is what he means kim lechi hayoyim and mufo lechi lemocho. So what is the suffix from the Gemara? Zog de Rosh, the suffix is if we say michla lava tashumei hay or we don't say michla lava tashumei hay. Avada we know what the person wants. He says kim lechi hayoyim, bemele tomorrow is mufo lechi. Aber sido haklal michla lava tashumei hay no iya tashumei hay. So we have the sugis in the Fyud Aleph, that's what we're going to share with the Lohre, Rab Meir, Rab Yoisi, and Michal Lava Tashumei, or Michal Lava Yeh Tashumei. That's what we're going to from the Gemara, Michal Lava Tashumei, or not. The Rosh learns that even that in the Fyud Aleph is given a Shaila, if Michal Lava Tashumei, or not, if we say Levata Bisfosayim, or we don't say Levata Bisfosayim, and in the Nether, so that's Levata Bisfosayim. And even so is given a Tzad, Michal Lava Tashumei. Even though there's a deal about the Bisphosayim. But from this wagon, it's given a suffix in our Gemara, if by Afore you say Michalav HaTashumei, or in Afore you don't say Michalav HaTashumei. That's the given a suffix from the Gemara. So Avada, we know that when a person says Kim Lechi Ayoim, he means to be made for tomorrow. Now the suffix is Michalav HaTashumei, as it comes in the Rosh. The Ram doesn't say nothing. The Ram says, Lechi Omer Kim Lechi Ayoim Bilvad, and Dimei Omer Mufa Lechi Lemocho. The Ram stayed in Shklov as the suffix. But the Rosh says, "Dim lekein, amai omar hayoyim. Why he says kim lechi hayoyim? If he doesn't want, if he wants it to be leever, el olav mi ture de hayoyim yesh ledagdek hayoyim mi yekayo. Aval lemochol yeh mufo v'itchil haforim hayoyim b'alto mazvud eloshim. Or dim leolayom amufachi v'loyilom leinemar haforim michlalav im loy shiyoytzi haforim bepiv. So the Rosh did clear the suffix from the Gemara is if michlalav atashemei ein onat. Taisa says the suffix is if we know what he wants or not. Lechaure, I want to start the sugya though. So it's for the yisoidus. If I come on a forum by Yom Shomoy, is lechaure mevur say lefi the Ram and say lefi the Rosh, say lefi the Taisa. The suffix when a person says kim lechi, if we have a hafara tomorrow or not. Lefi the Tosfos, maybe he never meant it. Lefi the Rosh, even if he meant it, or b'michlala b'yat ha'shomei ha'ein, ad she'yotzi hafara b'piv, is the halach, you have to have a hafara b'peh. Even in Dori, michlala b'yat ha'shomei ha'ein, no, you have to have a hafara b'peh. You have to have a hafara b'peh. Lefi dem, lechu ha'kum tois klor, what if a person will say lehedye, kim lechi ha'yoim, mufor lechi lemocho. Avad it will help. The ganze sofek is, when he says, kim lechi ha'yoim, meint zu sagen, mufor lechi lemocho or not, lefi teisvus, lefi de rosh, michalav et ha'shemein, oye et ha'shemein, unazay teisvus speaks it out klor. Teisvus, the first teisvus here, mi amrine mashman tebikirim lechi. Aval vadaim omar kim lechi ha'yoim, mufor lechi lemocho, mo yeles ha'forosa. Some people say that the Rosh also said it. We'll see. But the Sefer in the end of the Rosh. The Ashkofer is showing that the Rosh also said it, maybe. But on Rosh, Becheshmin Azeikum Tois in the Sofik. The Sofik is, Kim Lichi Ayoim, we say that he met Mufol Lichi Lefid at Eislis, or Lefid at Rosh, Michalav at Hashimayayin, or Yet Hashimayayin. But if he says Mufurish, Kim Lichi Ayoim, Mufol Lichi Lemocho, Avad it will hop. Mimam Shech Digimore. Im Timtse Lo Yomar Ho Lo Yomar Lo, again, Mashma Ho Omar Lo will hop. אמר לו מופר לכי למוחר מאו פקרת מופר לכי למוחר מאו what is the suffix? זוג בראש פקרת you say מכלליו that today it's מוקם or you don't say מכלליו that today it's מוקם you say מופר לכי למוחר you say מכלליו that today is a מייסה הקומה or you don't say מכלליו that today is a מייסה הקומה דהיינו פשט הגמורה The Gemara has a suffix if in Be'afora you say Michalav at Hashumayin or you don't say Michalav at Hashumayin. Zog the Gemara, Im Timtzeloim at in Afora Michalav I at Hashumayin. You have to speak out Be'afora Klor. You have to speak out Be'afora Klor. Maybe in Hakomo you don't have to speak it out Klor. What is the tzadah in the Hakome you would not need to speak it out Klor? Why in Afora you would need to speak it out Klor? And in Hakome, you would not need to speak it out klar. Because we know Hakome Belev helps. Hakome Belev helps. Hafora Belev doesn't help. So Hakome Belev helps. Hafora Belev doesn't help. So that Hakome Belev helps, and Hafora Belev doesn't help. So given the tzad of the Gemara, that even if in Hafora you could say, Michlalav at Hashemeh, אתה לא יכול לומר, Michlalav at Hashemeh, אבל אפשר אין הקומה, מכללה, ואתה שומע, לא סגמר לסופי פון די גמורה. So how we read the גמורה? אם דם צלם הרו לא אומר לו, זוג בראש. ולא אילום לא ימרין לפור מכללה ואתה שומע אין. אבל אומר לו, מופו לכם למוחו, אומר. מי אמרין למוחו למוצאים מאיפה, דור כימל לנדרי היום. זוג בראש, what is the suffix? Maybe in הקומה, you say מכללה ואתה שומע אין. And במילא, כאילו אז גיוון דו הקומה היית. כאילו אז גיוון דו הקומה היית. אוי דילמה, כיוון דלו יום הלכים לכי היום, כי אומר לך מופו למוחו, מהיום כי אומר. לא עשית לגמורת. So the first suffix is, if you say הפורם מכללה ואתה שומע, hey. The second suffix in the Gemara is, if you say in הקום מכללה ואתה שומע, hey. אז מדויק in the Gemara very stark, that if you would say מכללה ואתה שומע, hey, in הקום, so it would not be good, right? מופו לכי למוחו, מהו. You say Michlalav at Hashemeh Ein, and he made a Hakoma on the first day, and it's not good? Or you don't say Michlalav at Hashemeh Ein? The Shaila, why it's not good? You said Mufo Lemocho. Michlalav at Hashemeh Ein, you said Mukam today. Now we said before, that if a person says, Kim Lechi Ayoyim Ve Mufo Lechi Lemocho, it's good. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. Again, what does it say to that Dvori? You said Kim Lechi Ayoyim, you meant Mufo Lechi or not? But if you meant and you said it, it's good. But if you said it, it's good. He meant to say, Kim Lechi Ayoim, and it's not good? Why? If he said, Mufo Lechi Ayoim, and Michlalav at Hashemeh Ein, he said, Kim Lechi Ayoim. So he has a Hakome Gemura. And to the Maori, he has a Hafara Gemura. And we said, if a person says, Kim Lechi Ayoim, or Mufo Lechi Lemocho, it has to help. This Kasha Frek Derab. Lama Zan Derab. ואם דמצלוי מהרולוי אומר לו, מהי לישנה משמע, in the first case, ואילו אומר, קים לכי היום ומופרכי למוחור, פשיט אלי דמהמי. ובשרוכי משמע, דלוי מהמי. The hora boy mufal khile mocho mau. Oy dil me kaven le yom akim le khayoyim ki amal mufal khile mocho va yom ki amal. Am mepshit le le rabbe. Dilu amal dilu lo amal dilu amal lo kim le khayoyim mufal khile mocho. Lo im ani ve kashin adodi. Elo de rabbe be kule gavne mesap kile. Ki amal im den tsleim ha lo ki amal lo lishne kti enokat. Ve ine khnami de boy le memar im den tsleim ha lo amal ve lo yede lo afilo amal. So the Ram fragt de kashin. The first suffix says "mufal chayoy mao," and "kim lechayoy mao." It's aforet the mao or not? Why? Because we don't know what he means. Oh, but if we know what he means, then it's good. The next suffix is saying "fakir." Mufal chilemocho. What is the suffix? If you say "michalav and ha'akomen," and if you say it's not good, why it's not good? You said "kim lechayoy mufal chilemocho." It's good. That's the kash. That's the kash from the Gemara. Zagderan ein echanami. The Gemara has three sfeikas. What are the three sfeikas in the Gemara? Zog Beran, first the Gemara has a tzad, kim lechi ayoim, he means to say mufal lechi lemochor or not. But if he means, avada is good. Ve'indim tzulayim atal, even that he means it's not good, the Gemara doesn't explain why. Even if you say that, even if he means it's not good, but what would be if he said mufal lechi lemochor, maybe he never meant to say kim lechi ayoim. And it's three sfeikas. But not like a mort. Let me learn first the Lashon HaGemara. So the what? No, the first topic of the Gemara is when a person says Kim Lichayoyim, he means Mufal Tamara or not. One second. Zog the Gemara, but if he means, for sure it's good. Aleph. What? If he means, it works. The Gemara has a topic, Michalav Tashumeh, he's not. The fifth taste is the suffix as if he means. But if he means, about it, it's good. No, it's not. So those are the suffix of the Gemara. See, he's the afore, or see, he's the shkina afore. Oh, but if you say the afore, avada to be good. If you did shlav of the Gemara, if you will say afore, avada to be good. This is the first shlav of the Gemara. Now, zot the Gemara, lefi the Ram, oy dil meno. Even if he says the afore, it's not good. What the shach levetar veisach nisht. Zot the Gemara, but if he said mufal chile mocho, he means kim lichi ayoim. If he means kim lichi ayoim, it's not good. If he doesn't mean kim lichi ayoim, it is good. What is the noise? Now, we're ending in one more line in the Lashon HaGemara. Let me say the Lashon HaGemara inside in Ayin Amud Aleph. Omar le mufal chi le mocho mao. Mi amrin le mocho le motzi meifa do kim le nidra ayoim. O dil me kevin do omar lo kim lechi ayoim. Ki omar lo mufal chi le mocho mehayoim ki omar. Why the Gemara has these words? Why the Gemara has these words? Ki omar lo mufal lechi mehayoim ki omar. What's the pshat? Why did Gemara say that? That the pshat is when he said mufal lechi lemocho mehayoyim ki omar. What's the main the Gemara though? What's the main the Gemara mehayoyim ki omar? The Gemara has a tzad and he said kim lechi ayoyim. Oy dil me, he didn't say kim lechi ayoyim. That's the tzad, is that he didn't say kim lechi ayoyim. So the Gemara, what is the tzad? That if he said mufal chile mochor, he didn't mean kim lechi mehayoyim, umehayoyim ki oma. Zok the shita mekubetzes, b'shem dera'ein. And this is be'etzem we'll start the shita sarosh. And then we'll go back to shita saran. The words of the Gemara state that the tzad of mufal chile mochor helps, because he didn't mean kim lechi hayoyim. So what if he didn't mean kim lechi hayoyim? And mehayoyim ki oma. And when he said mufal lechi, mehayoyim ki omar. What's the pshat? He didn't mean kim lechi ayoyim. He meant only mufal lechi lemocho. So why mufal lechi lemocho will work? Mehayoyim ki omar. What's the pshat mehayoyim ki omar? Zog de shita mekubetzes b'shem dera'in. We'll start chila sadvor. Zog de razit. If a person says mufal lechi lemocho, lechur it can't help. Tomorrow it's ready after Yom Shomoy. How a person could say Mufal Lechi Lemochol? Shinoch Yom Shomoy. How it could be made for tomorrow? What is Mufa Lechi Lemachar? Lemachar is after Yom Shamay. If you wanted to work Zokta Shita, Mehayom Keoma. This is the pshat in this line of the Gemara. But we'll see how we start the Gemara till that line. Zokta Shita Mekubetzes, if he doesn't mean Mehayom, Nishtov Atzaren. It's not a Yom Shamay. So let me have Sachon Masber. We'll go to Shlovim. Let me get to Tzvei Shlovim. We'll go to Tzvei Shlovim. We'll start with the first Shlav, Lefida Afikaya. Lefida Afikaya, it's Mamish Glav. Everything in the Sugi here was Lefida Afikaya and on the Afikaya. Lefida Afikaya, that Afikaya was Mechadish, that is a Musag of Yom Shamay. It's one day that is called Yom Shamay, a limit Hashem gave you 24 hours until Shtiye, time to be made for Nadal. If a person says, Mufal and Mocha, tell him in Shulduk, you're in the wrong day. So it can't work tomorrow. I didn't think about it. Mufal and Mocha. But you missed your day. Mufal and Mocha. It's Matzah, one day after Pesach. See, Hofnish. He has to make an adorim be Yom Shamay. Hashem said, therefore, it's today. What is Mufal and Mocha? Today I'm doing a comment, tomorrow I'll do a for it. Tomorrow is Shenoch Yom Shamay. Lefida Afikaya, the Re'em is Avada Girecht. The only tzad that a for it could work, if it works today, Mehayom ki omar. But if it's not Mehayom ki omar, Nishtov Atzaren. If we don't hold that Afikaya, there's no Musig of Yom Shamay. So what is the pshat? Why it has to be today? The Teretz is, if it's not today, it's given a shtike. If you have a shtike, you lost your chance. Why is it not called a shtike? Well, I'm in. You understand the kasha? There's no Yom Shabbat. Now, on that Fikiyam, what was the other pshat? Lefi da Fikiyam, Hashem give me this day to be made for. I made it tomorrow, it's too late, I missed the day. I'm in the wrong day. Zog de Gimore, the tzad, we don't know yet till that line. Over the line, what is the tzad that Afor HaBichal Zog de Gimore? The Mehayom Ke Omar. He means that it will be Chal before Shkia. How he means, he says, Lemocho, Zogim Zaman Sender. He says, I want it to be mufer tomorrow. Via zay, if today to be mufer. I want it when tomorrow starts, or it's never. Lemochel should mufer. Nishareini mefer lemochel. Mufer lemochel. Morgen is ois. If you want to be mufer today, Mishochel Torah Be'er Shabbos, Yechel Be'Shabbos. If you mefer today, it will be mufer tomorrow. What? Move for tomorrow. I want it to be move for tomorrow. Via Zeich, Mefechai, move for tomorrow. But I say something more. That when he says, move for the Chilemocho, Mehayom Keoma. In the Shita, it's maybe Andre Mashmois. But I'm again divine, but the Rizam said it, that's the life of it. Now, so if we know that this is our forehead portion, if it's a Shtika, so why it has to be tomorrow? Why it has to be today? The Zal Bezach. If you don't do it today, Sigiben HaShtika Haint. Sigimara Shtikahat. And Shtik is Mekayemis. So Avad it's a chidush. Why? Because it's not so poshut, to say a Sigimara Shtikah. Why is not so poshut to say a Sigimara Shtikah? Lemaise, you asked me this person was quiet or not. He was not quiet at all. He was yelling. He said he wants it tomorrow to be Mufar. Does he say Shtikah? Again, if we speak mitzad afikayam, so today is the day. Tomorrow is the wrong day. So it has to be chal today. If the reason is no, it could be made for forever. Now the problem is that siddur shtike. After the shtike happens, I lose my chance. The Torah says vel zokas to give an shtike. You were quiet. I was quiet. I said klal that I'm planning tomorrow to mefer. So I was klal not quiet. Hadaran says what's the shtike? I'm telling you, Klo, I'm not quiet. Aber weißt du, ist der Fall in der Shita Bedas Arosh, und Azei sagt der Rosh, das heißt Shtike Eichet. If you wanted to be Chal, the only way that the Afore could be Chal, sagt der Shita Mekubetzes, Pshat in the Gemore, the only way that the Afore could be Chal, if it's Chal Mehayoim. If it's not Chal Mehayoim, tomorrow you can't do Afore. Side Afikaya because you lost your day. and say because shtike, because he given a shtike. What? We'll see clear in a second how the Teisarosh shtet mefurish that this is the whole veg of the sugya. But we'll start now again from the beginning of the sugya, the way shitas a Teisarosh in the sugya. We'll go back to Samachtes Amud Beis, we're starting to learn the sugya again. Boye Rabbe, kim lechi hayo imau, mi amrinen keman de oma mufo lechi lemocho, oy dil meho lo yoma. Zog de Rosh, what was the suffix? Michla labat ha-shumea hein olam. If Michlal Ava Tashemea, so when he says Kim Lichi Hayoim, see Hayes that he's made for tomorrow. If Michlal Ava Iyat Tashemea, see Hayes that he's made for tomorrow. So what was the first side of the Gemara? That if Michlal Ava Tashemea Hay, so Kim Lichi Hayoim means Mufo Lichi Lemocho. We know that tomorrow doesn't work. Lo Mizan the Rosh. The Rosh takes care of it right away. Boy Rabbi, look the Rosh inside. Kim Lichi Hayoim Maru. מי אמרין אל כמנדו אמר מופרחי למוחו, דים לא יקיין אמי אמר היום, אל עולב מיתורה דה היום, יש לדק דה גלוגו דלושן. היום יהיה קיים, למוחו יהיה מופר, והתחיל הפורם מהיום. The Rosh took the words מיד in the beginning of the sugya. It's no sad that הפורם could work tomorrow. מיד in the beginning of the sugya. What is the mahalach of the sugya? והתחיל הפורם מהיום. The only tzad that it will work is if hitchil aforem ayoyim. So what's the avode? So the Rosh avode in the Rosh. The Kiranoir is like this. The Rosh learns like this. If a person says kim lechi ayoyim umufo lechi lemochor, it for sure will not work. Tomorrow is too late. It's not a yoyim shomoy. It's already a shtikin. But he didn't say, what? I'm the Gemara said has to be chal me ayoyim. He asked a good tzach, Shmuel. We'll get to that. But that's what he's chesh with the sugya. He said, Kim lechi ayoyim mufo lechi lemocho. But it will not work. Why? Tomorrow is too late. Shenishkin yoyim shomoy. And it's shtike. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? This person didn't say, Kim lechi ayoyim mufo lechi lemocho. He said, Kim lechi ayoyim. You understand that he only wants it today, and tomorrow he already wants it to be mufa. I didn't say it. No, inside the words of Kimli, he's packing the remozim. When he's packing the remozim inside the Kimli, has to be that tomorrow it's already mufa. Via zeh, that today in the end of the day, via afare, b'mele, tomorrow it'll be mufa. When he says, Kimlichi hayoim, mufa lichi lemocho, so he says, klo, today I come, tomorrow afare, it's too late. But when he didn't say it mefurish, he said, Kim lechi hayoim beremize, that I want, lo shana rosh. Hayoim yeh kayem, but tomorrow already I don't want it to be kayem. Via zeh, I'll be made for in the end of the day, the mele tomorrow to be mufa. Lefidem. Michlal, lava ta shumea hein, zog big moritz kol lo shana. Zog de rosh, that michlal, lava ta shumea hein, si heis lo shana foret. Yes, it's two shots. Losh and Afor and Michalav at Hashem Ahay. As the same day, Zog the Rosh, while I'm saying Beremize only Ayoim, so it's Merumas that I want tomorrow Afor, so it's Merumas that I want in the end of the day ready to be the Afor. Why not? I'm Zog the Rosh again. I only want it Ayoim. Tomorrow I want it to be Mufer. If someone wants it to be Mufer tomorrow, the only way he could do it is by Mefer Ayoim, so this is what he wants. No Chamor. He says he only wants a comet today and he wants a aforet tomorrow. So I'll call him what he wants, that will be a aforet. When a person doesn't say what I want, he says, Klo, hayoim kayom, hayoim mufo. So Emma thought he's doing a comet today and a aforet tomorrow. But while he's saying it, Michlalav at Hashemeah, hey, does Losh Narosh, Shekeimon. Yes. Elo omar mehayoim boli yiture, the man that's a dikduk. We can't argue in the Rosh when he says Azeh is mashma and is Losh. We don't know what Rishayim is. We know what is Michalav at Hashem Ahen, what the person means. The Rishayim say that this is what it means. What's the Mofishmer? The Rosh says when a person says this, he means that. Say he means different. So the Rosh have different people that mean different. Zav the Rosh, he means till the end of the day. In the end of the day, he wants a farm. What's a shvel? I'm not asking the Rosh what the person means. The Rosh knows what the person means. What's the Shkikasha, how the person means it? Zav the Teis HaRosh. Lefi ze, if a person will say klor, kim lichi hayoi mufo lichi lemocho, it's not, doesn't work. Zav the Kirenoiro, this is what the Rosh says by us. In the last two lines, there's a lot of Tov Sefer, you can't read it. This is what he's coming to say. If Omar Shteyem, Kim Lechi Ayoim, Umufu Lechi Lemocho, it's a grais, Kayem Kol Ayoim Ke Omar. Then when he says Ayoim, he means Kol Ayoim. When he doesn't say two, so the word Hayoim doesn't mean Kol Ayoim. The Rosh speaks it out. Don't ask me Hayoim means Kol Hayoim. Fakir, Hayoim was said to understand that tomorrow will be Mufer. So if Hayoim was said that tomorrow will be Mufer, it means not the whole day. When I said myself Mufer l'chi lemocho, so what I'm saying, Kim l'chi Hayoim Mufer l'chi lemocho. Today I wanted Mukim. Tomorrow it will never work. I didn't say today I want it. I said Kim Hayoim, I'm trying to say, why I'm saying Hayoim. The Rosh explains why I'm saying Hayoim. Not because I want it the whole day. Don't have a mistake when I'm saying Hayoim because I want it the whole day. I don't want it the whole day. I want tomorrow to be Mufer. How I could be meramis to you that I want it tomorrow to be Mufer? By saying today. So you understand, tomorrow not. If I'm saying Kim Hayoim Mufer Lemocho, so when I said Kim Hayoim, I mean the whole day. So too late. I missed it. I can't do it tomorrow. And when I didn't say Mufal Lemocho, so why I said Kiyem Hayoim? I want the Meramez tomorrow Mufal. So the word Hayoim is not coming to catch today. The Hayoim is coming to say tomorrow not. What? Again, if you were not saying Hayoim, Zog the Rosh, you would think. No. You ask him, stop. Why have you clapped Hashem my hand? Say straight. So you have to know what you ask. Okay, stop fragging. Why Bichlal this person is going like this? Why Bichlal this person is doing it, Bichlal? Again, you don't ask, you stand asking, Chol Bichlal Tashim Ahein, if you want Kobun, say straight. I'm asking you a shayla. And Bichlal Tashim Ahein, why didn't speak straight? I'll tell you why. He wants his wife to be nervous, maybe it's not that far. So he wants her to cry the whole day, to be nervous. He's doing Afora, she'll go to the base. The Rosh is saying, Givaldik Knech. Again, the Chokmah is that the Kerenero said it himself, Favu Zeicha, that the Saros said it word by word. Says like this, when a person says, Kim Hayoim Umufo Lemocho, Hayoim is Kayim, tomorrow is too late. But when he said only Kim Hayoim, we ask him, why you said Hayoim? So it's not because I tried to fill up the whole day. But if I would say Kiyim without the word Hayoim, it would be La'olam. So the word Hayoim is the easy word. It's a breaking word. If it's a breaking word, make it easier. When a person says Kiyim Hayoim v'mufol l'mochol, what is the Kiyim Hayoim? Hayoim full. Tomorrow mufol. I can't be made for too late. When I say only Kiyim Hayoim, why I say the word Hayoim? Because if I would not say Hayoim, what would happen? To be La'olam. So the Hayoim is coming to short it, not to close it. So fakir, Hayoim means to say, try to help me that tomorrow to be Mufa. If you're trying to help me that tomorrow to be Mufa, via Zay, so the Rosh, the Afar will start already in the afternoon. That tomorrow to be Mufa. What? What? He didn't mean Hayoim the whole day. He didn't. No, come on. What if a person says Kim 5 hours and then a four? Is a problem? No. Zog de Rosh, Val is only saying it Michalav Atashemayahein. And the word Hayoim is not to say today is taken. It's to say tomorrow no. Tomorrow no. So ready from today no. Because I'm trying to help the tomorrow. As maybe Hayoim could tell me tomorrow it's Mufer, Hayoim could tell me the hour before it's Mufer. He didn't say Mufo Lech Lemocho. He said, only Kim Lech Hayoim. So you have a steer in his words. A minute, there's a word. A minute. So you don't mean Marishkin Diyukim, and Motvorim Mefuroshim. He says, Kim Hayoim Mufo Lemocho. So it's Kim Hayoim, and it's Mufo Lemocho. So Nishlova Tzutam. Lefidem, What is what? Mishklo? What happens in that little second? Maybe it's some it's a mashu shibe mashu shibe mashu at the end of the day. But if she's even that mashu mashu shibe day, ain't a chlamin she won't get I mean, now lefi the rosh, the gemara now is givaldik. So if a person says kiyem ayoyim umufal lemochor, it doesn't work. Goes the gemara weiter. What would be if he only said mufal lemochor? So again, if mamish the same lomdus, if we will say that he wants it to be mufal tomorrow, he says mufal lemochor. Yeah, a person says he wants it to be mufal lemochor. Now he didn't say what he wants it to be today. If we say that he wants our koma today, so why he says mufal lemochor? He's trying to work that today will be our koma. Tomorrow it's really too late. So if Michal Abba Tashumayin, so when he said mufal lemochor, he means today that everything is a koma. He can't be mefer. Oh, Dilma Zagdimor, you don't say Michal Abba Tashumayin. So when he said mufal lemochor, he doesn't mean to mekayim today. What he means? That tomorrow it already will be mufal. Cholo afor me'ayoyim. Zagdai sarosh, selefi dvorai, it's no kasha now. What is the din of a person says, kiyem ayoyim mufal lemochor? It doesn't work. Sign if you the first piece of the Gemara, sign if you the second piece of the Gemara. Kiyem ayoyim mufal lemochor doesn't work. The ganze sofik is given, kiyem ayoyim, and michalava tashimei ahein, so the afore could start from today, because the ayoyim didn't mean today. But if you said it mufurish, it doesn't work. And this is the ginsen, the teisarosh. What if you forget, if you said mufal lemochor? So if when he say mufal lemochor, he means to be mekayim today. So be mele today. If he means to be mekayim today, so be mele today, it's mekuyim. If today it's mekuyim, he can't be mefer tomorrow. Because the whole day is mekuyim. But if he didn't mean to mekayim today, so when he says mufal lemochor, what he means mufal lemochor, that tomorrow already will be mufal. Zog di gemore, so teich lach afore me'ayoy. Das ist shita sateis es haroshin besukia. And I'm saying, lemaise es mefur, teish es nishtase, in berash es nishtase. And in mele, azei mefurish lemaise en teis es harosh lehedye, that kiyem ayoy mufal lemochor avad, it doesn't work, only when it comes from a diuk, then we clear what he meant in the ayoy. אז they learn the Rosh, and as they learn the Teisa Rosh, and that's the Shittim Mekubetzes. The Ran learns Nishtaz. The Ran learns Nishtaz. The Ran says, Claude, that if you have a minute from the Gemara, the problem was, we don't know what the person means. Like Teisus. Or, we don't have Michalav Tashumayin. But if he says Mefurish, it will help. If you are saying Mefurish, Mufol Chilemochol, it will help. Then, the Gemara switched. That maybe it will not help. But Zog the Gemara, but if he said Mufal Lemochor, maybe he meant already from today. That's the Gemara suffering from the Gemara. So in the first chalik of the Gemara, we have a machlekes mefureshes. Okay, the Ran says that the Gemara was choizer from it. That the taki doesn't help. Doesn't bichlal speak in the rabbi. But aleinu levayer, in the first chalik, we have a yesedis dike machlekes ran and rosh in the sugya. The rosh learns, kim lichi ayoyim u mufal chi lemochor, doesn't help. From the beginning, he used the last lashon of the Gemara, Teichel Afor Emei Ayoyim. If the Afor is not Chal Ayoyim, it doesn't help. And the Ran holds Nishtaze. And the Ran holds that if the Afor will be Chal tomorrow, it will work in the first Shlav of the Gemara. And then the Gemara will switch and it doesn't work. And only if Teichel Afor Emei Ayoyim. But in the first Shlav of the Gemara, it will work. V'hine Aleinu Levayer, why? It's toch nishkin Yom Shabbai. It's toch nishkin Yom Shabbai. What is the machlek? Is the Rosh Tain is good. That from the beginning of the sugya, you have to mind me the sugya that the afor is cholam ayoyim. Because if the afor is not cholam ayoyim, it's not nishkin yom shomoy. So if it's not yom shomoy, how the afor works? So the Rosh Tain is the whole pshat. Oh, but in Ran shtit klol nishtaze. That if he said kim lechi ayoyim umuf lechi lemochor, lefi da hava min avad it will work. And the Ran says it tastes klol, klol diburim in tastes. The topic is what the person means. Aval vada im omar kim lechi ayoyim umuf lechi lemochor, avada me'ani zog tastes in the Ran. The shayla is why? Also vos geit o de machlekes. To vos geit o de machlekes. Vos geit o de machlekes. That by tastes in the Ran is poshut, that kim lechi ayoyim umuf lechi lemochor helps, and the Rosh out does nish, the Rosh is right. Sayla fida afi kayam, the Rosh is right. He lost the day. and side of the other side. So given the Ashtike, you can't be made for tomorrow. So the Chur, what's all the Ram? Zog the world. What's all the Ram? We'll start first the Fida Fikiyam. The Fida Fikiyam is Mamash Shver. Move on the Mochor, it's after the day. How you can be made for after the day? You lost the day. Oh, a minute. So we have to know, what is the Pshat that I have a Yom Shomoy? The Maisa Afora has to be Chal on that day, or the Chalos? If the Maisa Afora has to be Chal on that day, so you're given. For what's this? And Fakert. The Gemara is Choyzer after it. No, it's not enough. The Maisa Afora is not enough. Only if you didn't say Kim Lechi Ayoim, and the Afora could be Chal Me Ayoim, then it works. But the half a minute from the Gemara is given, that the Maisa Afora is Ginuk the Wochal today. Doesn't give the half a minute. When Avdem is a chazor in the Gemara, that it's not enough that the Maisa will be today, the Chalois has to be today. And this is the switch. This is the Maisa Umatan in the Gemara. This is where we go off Derech HaAfikiyam. But if we don't go with the Afikiyam, so we can go to Asach Mer Poshet. And we'll see that the Gegroip Tarayim in the Suyidah. The Rosh Tain is as was, Zog the Rosh. Zog the Rosh, that if the Afor is Chal tomorrow, it's not good. Why if the Afor is Chal tomorrow, it's not good? Because Heinz is given a shtike. The only way it could work is if Teichel Afor and Me'ayoy. But if it's not Teichel Afor and Me'ayoy, technically, the Afor has to be Chal today. Because when the Afor is not Chal today, it doesn't work. The Afor has to be Chal from today. If the Afor is not Chal from today, it doesn't work. What's Chal tomorrow? No. The Afor could be Chal tomorrow. What's it about? It's like the world as it. It's Mamash Lishitoso. The Ran and Dafai and Tess said, how Shtike works? What is the Pshat in Shtike? If you have a Shtike by Yom Shomoy, you lose the Neder. What is the Pshat in Shtike? Zog the Ran, Shekevon Sheshosak Goli Adayte Shemeinach Michalei Veroitze B'Kiyumoy Shal Neder. What is Shtike? Ich will the Neder. This person yelled Klo that he doesn't want the Neder. He's planning to be made for tomorrow. So the Ran cannot have a tzad that does Heist HaShtike. So there's no reason that they are followed Bichal today. It's no Shtike. The Rosh learns Shtike doesn't mean Goli Adaita de Michale. If a person is quiet and he doesn't do a Mechoe today, even if he's doing tomorrow, but today he's not doing a Mechoe, does Heist HaShtike. לפי דרם הוא יד שוור, ווס מתשאבס, ווס מנס מנס למיינקאט, ווס מנחזיר וגירשו, we have cashes, we have some cash of them לפי דרם. אבל אז זה זאת דרק, we have to find a pshoro in between Shabbos and המנס למיינקאט and גירושין, and נשאלים על ההקם, why these things are called שטיקה לחורה, the person didn't have a chance. אבל what is the inside of שטיקה? When are the cashes? I'm quiet, it's a raya, I'm masking to the nether. We have a cash, and Shabbos we don't see it, I'm not saying Mekah, we don't see it. Begerushi, we don't see it. But those is Shtike. Those is Shtike, I want the Neder. When a person yells, Ich will nicht the Neder, does it nicht can Shtike. Ihr Hezber Asher Ihr. Shabbos will say, listen, you want the Neder. Why you want? Because you're scared from the Aveir of Shabbos. I'm not saying Mekah. You want the Neder now because you want it easy. You want the, but you want the Neder now. Now you're masking to the Neder. So you're having a Neder now. But when a person says, Ich will nicht den Neder, does he nicht can shtike? Does he nicht can shtike? Masha Enkin, the Rosh Bichlal Fakel, from all of these kashas, the Rosh learned, what is the musig of shtike? The musig of shtike is, I'm quiet. The musig of shtike is, I'm quiet. I'm quiet the whole day. So the Rosh learns, I'm upset, it's a chidush, because Lemaisa I was not so quiet. I said, Klo, that I'm doing our Afora for tomorrow. But does it give into the Machleikas in Tchilas HaSugya? You don't know what was the switch of the Gemara, Lefi the Ram. But the Yisayda Dvorim, the Yisayda HaSugya is given, that Lefi the Rosh, from Tchilas HaSugya, Afora has to be Boi Beyoim. As in Nishkin Boi Beyoim, Lefi the Afikayam is Poshet, I lost my chance. And on the Afikayam, if it's not Boi Beyoim, it's a Maisa Shtike. The Ram learned, other the pshat is sigivena ma'isa afor. There's no reason that it has to be ba'isa ayoyim, and in shtike for sure. The Ran learned that sinishtok in shtike though. There's no ma'isa shtike though. That is no ma'isa shtike though. ומאלה, כי נשתוק עם נדע. כי נשתוק עם העקומה. מאלה, ברן קודלוין, if a person says, קים לכי היום ומופו לכי למוחר, עבד את מורור. זה נשתוק עם ספק, זה מורור כביתה. No, if I didn't have a chance, but I lost my day, even if I didn't have a chance, I lost my day.
I made my first day. So
right? Again, if you're learning a svara that the maisa is enough, the Rosh learns, and Ishtar is a svara, the maisa is enough. It's one day that the chalois has to be happening. When you're not, when it's not there, it's not there. Person can't emotional, a person has a wife. He is mefer la'achar gerushin. It's not chal. He only could make a svara when he's her husband. Husband is not her husband. He can't make a svara. The day that Hashem, when the chiddush that Sigiven the Maise, it's a very big mechudush likezach. As Sigiven a Maise. A Maise helps. Chalais has to happen in the same day. Chalais doesn't happen in the same day. We're saying a teres, Fida Fikiyam, it's mamish a problem. The Ran, Fikiyam says it's Teir in the Ran. It's not Musik in Yom Shomoy, Vos Tal Teifel Lemochor. How the Afor Lemochor will help? How the Afor will help? Four cannot help Lemocha. So while our four cannot help Lemocha, we have to say a Teir. So I'm saying, but if we say Behelem, the Iker that I want is Behelem, the Afikiyam. If it's a Din Yem Shom, we manage the Afikiyam, we say, it's not as a Teir of Afikiyam, we have gained it. But the Iker of Machlekes is, as the Rosh Nit Klor, that if a four in the Mocha, it's not good, it's ready. The Shittim Mekubetz says, B'Shem Dereim, it's not Yom Shomo, it's a given to a Shtike, and the Ram doesn't bring it, it's a Shtike. We're saying, this is a Shittos on Take, because the Ram learns Take, that Shtike is an Anzari, the Nichol, the Neder, and the Seif is can Shtike. The Maisi said he doesn't want the Neder, and the Rosh learns, and the Seif is your Shtike. Lama Zendor, noch ein Chelek in the Gemara. Maybe before that, I'll be magdim, Sido Rav Kiva Eger, that Miss Yashar Zayn, Zer Shtark in Rav Kiva Eger, and maybe Tchila Sadvorim. Rav Kiva Eger in Tshuva, in Kuf Mem Alef, Rav Kiva Eger klart as Ashayla. He klart, if you say kolso or not, if a person could make a fore le'achar zman, if a person could make a fore le'achar zman, כאילו, he starts כאילו בהל הם דסוגס הנדורי. They have it בחידוש רב קיבי אגר דו. Person wants to make a הפורה לאחר זמן. What is the suffix? זוג רב קיבי אגר, the side of the person cannot make a הפורה לאחר זמן. What is the side of the person who not manage to make a הפורה לאחר זמן? זוג רב קיבי אגר, קולסו. זה הלוכה קולסו דיבור. זה הלוכה קולסו. The Ran says in Daf Choftes, if a person is magdish dovor le'achar lamed, the Ran says that you can't do le'achar lamed because kolso. What is the tzad of the Ran that you could do? The tzad of the Ran that you could do le'achar lamed is, so the Ran, amirosu le'govoya kemisirosu le'hedyet. I want to be masbi. When I sell you a chayfetz le'achar lamed, why it works? I'm a kadosh ha'isho le'achar lamed, why it works? I la'achar lamed kolso. The Torah says, because I'm giving you money, and you owe me money. Shivud amo es kayem. So the kinyan is kayem la'achar lamed. She owes the money to her husband. So the whole time, it's but he has money by her, he gave her money, she owes the money, she owes the marriage, can make it the money. So the mele, even la'achar shloishim, the shivud amo es kayem, so the maise kiddushin ido. So while the maise kiddushin ido, he owes the le'achar lamed. He owes the kiddushin. On a moshal meshicha. Person makes meshicha. Why it helps le'achar lamed, zog the Gemara? Because the chayfetz is by him in his house. So the meshicha is achnosa le'reshus. So even though the ma'ase, it's not going to be chotza. Oh, but it's going to be meshicha. Oh, but the ma'ase meshicha bought it from reshuso rabim le'reshusoi. And this pe'ulo adayin, zog rishonim lemoshul, if b'yoyim ha-shloishim, when the kinyan has to be chal, the chayfetz will not be in his house, he's not going. Zog the Ran, from this way in the Daf Choftes, if a person is magdish a chayfetz le'achar lamed, kol so kinyan. If a person is magdish a chayfetz le'achar lamed, kol so kinyan. Why? Zog the Ran, no. You know why it's not kol so kinyan? Because Amirosel gevoya kim sirosel lehediyot. So keilu he gave it to Hashem, and it's keilu by Hashem's reshus. Mela we don't say kolf. Mela we don't say kolf. So klatam kibeheiker. What would be if a person makes a foras nedorim? He starts with a toras nedorim. Basically, will come and say, listen, we see this person, but they don't want to be mad at the neder today. They want him if a porter, you know, he was mekabel not to disturb some people in shul. So they want to be mad at the neder. So they tell him, in a week it's mutter. In a week it's mutter. Today? In a week. They can make a Torah lachar lamed or not. You say kosher, you don't say kosher. The same thing afore. Zot Rav Kiva Heger, hoyo nira li lo imar, that you say kosher. A Torah's Nedorim is like a Hegdash, and a Vada, you will say kosher. That's Zot Rav Kiva Heger. Nira li that a Vada, you will say kosher. Rav Kiva Heger, elo shet miyani, Megmor says, and daf samachtes, daf ayin, and nedar moroso, kim lichi ayoyim, and mufo lichi lemochor, ma'u, how mufo lichi lemochor helps. It's not called so. It's not called so. How it helps the whole lot? It's not called so. Lechur etz muchach, that in a foreign a Torah's Nedorim, is not his son of called so. Zog Rav Kiva Heger. No, I'll tell you a new pshat in the Gemara. Mufo lechi lemochor, he doesn't mean that the afore will be chal tomorrow. He's mefir now the hanoes of tomorrow. Lemon lemosho, she's not allowed to be nene from 1,000 chafotzim. So he tells her, I matter 5 of the chafotzim, 10 of the chafotzim, 20 of the chafotzim. He's not matter all of the chafotzim. He's matter only chelik from the chafotzim. So she has the hanoes of today, and she has the hanoes of tomorrow. He's matir now the hanoes of tomorrow. He says, kim lechi hayoim, the hanoes of today is kim lechi, or that the hanoes of tomorrow is mufal lechi already now. You can make a Torah on a chatzin neder or not. Metirim chatzin neder, mefirim chatzin neder. He says in the sugis and nedorim, it's mashmal, you can't make a for on a chatzin neder. I want to stop in the middle of Rav Kiva Heger. Rav Kiva Heger came with a new pshat in the sugya here. You know what is the pshat in the sugya here? He bichlal didn't make a afore for tomorrow. He's making a afore now. No vos. The afore now is for the hanoes of tomorrow. So Rav Kiva Heger, it doesn't work out so much for me. Why it doesn't work out? Lo im batzono afore lechatzoy. Memele ay lechur is a raya, what with kolso? So Rav Kiva Heger, nirli lechadesh, that in Dobur Shebedibur is no chisoron of kolso. The Ran of Hegdash wants to say a whole shit in the Ran of Hegdash. So I want to say something. Kineke has a sofik. Yesh kolso and kolso. He tried to bring a raya from our sugya and he wanted to be done for it. Come we'll take about one shtickle from Rav Kiva Heger. Rav Kiva Heger came that he has a new plan in the sugya. That mufal chilemochor doesn't mean the aforo bichal tomorrow. He means he wants to be made for now the hanoes of tomorrow. You have to know. Feed them. You have to know if it fits in the Rishonim. Now, Rav Kiva Heger Be'etzem is coming with a new answer on the kash of the Shita Mekubetzes. How the Aforah is chal after Yom Shomoy. So Rav Kiva Heger, it's chal today. It's not chal tomorrow. Every single we bring is Rosh, Midran, Habamine, Maskone, back and forth, Lashon HaGemore, V'teichel Aforah Me'ayoyim. This is the whole way we're learning the Sugya. Rav Kiva Heger L'chure, B'derech Agav. Because Rav Kiva Heger has a Zaitike Kasha, is coming with a new hope shot in the Sugya here. B'techa Dvorim. It's not even that he came to answer the Kasha. B'techa Dvorim, he had a Shaila. M'machun Aforah for tomorrow? Stoch Kolso? Yesh Kolso B'dibur, Ein Kolso B'dibur. I don't know, you know, the Peshat in the Sugya is B'chlal, he's not made for it tomorrow. He's made for now that I know of tomorrow. And the Sofik is what he means. Kim lechi hayoyim, he means to be made for the noise of tomorrow, but he doesn't mean to be made for the noise of tomorrow. You have to know, all of this ganze hesber, it's lechura behel and derosh, and behel and derach. Again, if someone will ask us, we have a kasha from our sugya, how an afikiyam, how the afikiyam learns that you can be made for tomorrow, so noch yom shamoy, Terrence is Sidam Mahalaf and Rabbi Kibayger in the Sukh. That he was made for today. He's made for today, they'll live tomorrow. So maybe Rabbi Kibayger is Choyza. I'm saying, we have to know, but the Pashas is saying, that's the Aganze Rosh, it's the Aganze Rando. I don't know how Rabbi Kibayger in that Havamina was learning the Sugya. I mean, we're learning a whole Sugya. We start with the second half of the Sugya. But the whole Gebet of the Sugya, that Lefi the Rosh from the beginning, the Afara has to be Chal from today. On them, Nishtok in Sugya, though. Lefi the Rand, Betchilas HaSugya, Nishgiven HaZazach, but in the middle of the Sugya, the switch that has to be such a Zach. Rabbi Kibayger, Betech HaDvorim, from a Zaytik Kasha, he came with a different plan. And granted that different plan said that the forest is chal today. It's like Machabot. The guy with the shalif from Kolsor, Rabbi Kibayger himself says, could be his pshat cannot stay in Maskone. Because, I'm not saying Rabbi Kibayger, as he knows, the pshat, the forest is chal today. I was with Kolsor, and then I'm not. Forget Rabbi Kibayger, after his terrets, that the answer is no Kolsor b'dibu, mistame the pshat will be in the sugar, so Rabbi Kibayger, that it's chal tomorrow. I was with tomorrow, and noch yom shomay, Rabbi Kibayger is not busy with that kasha. I'm saying, Rabbi Teichad Vorim, Rabbi Kibayger had a new plan in the Sukkot that the Afor is like a Chal today. And you have to know, if it Bichlal is a Mahalach, to learn the Rishonim, I'm saying, we're learning now Behelem, as Kilus, had a time, so Rabbi Kibayger in Zofstuge. So again, it's a reason. So now it's Rabbi Kibayger that has a plan to answer the Kasha. The Kasha is the Kasha of the Shittim. We divide learning two Mahalachim that forget, the Sugya goes with this Kasha. The Fidah Teisa Rosh, this is the whole Sugya is going with this Kasha. The Fidah Ram, this is the Swish in the Sugya. The Fidah Kibayger, Keilu, this Kasha is a starke Kasha, is given a tzad that it's Chal today, and Chutz for them Sidah Sugya. Now, let me know, Heb Tzachon, on the next topic from the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Ve'im Timtze Loimar, Afilu Hochi, Kevon de Kimo Hayoim, Keman de Isa Domi, you mekayim today, and this is the pshat taki lefi the rosh. Val today is the kiyum. So we made it tomorrow. The neder is mekuyim because it's no afora tomorrow. Kim lechisho mau. He said the words kim lechisho mau. Mi amrinen keman de omalo mufal chile achar sho oydil meholoy omalo. So we're asking this chelik. Zog teis the rosh. What is the suffix? And the Ran also says it. Before we had a tzad that kim lechi doesn't mean mufo lechi lemocho. Now we have a new tzad that kim lechi lesho will mean mufo lechi leachar sho. You don't say michlalav ata shumea hein and aforas nedorim. You don't say michlalav ata shumea. What was the tzad before? Not to say kim lechi ayoim means mufo lemocho, because we don't say michlalav ata shumea beaforas nedorim. You have to have afore beyodayim. So what is the new suffix? Kim lechisho amau mi amrini ke mando amar lo mufu leachar sho adomi oy dil mo yolo amar lo zog de rosh. Kim lechisho achas mau mi amrini en dehave kilu amar sho yeh kayem veachar kach yeh mufu oy dil mo af behon nami lo yamrini nafor mikhlalav. Shet klor in the rosh. The suffix was, also here is the same problem in mikhlalav at hashemeh ahim, or maybe here it's not such a problem. Why Taki here will not be such a problem? So the Ran Taki adds a couple words. Even if the Ramah came to Kim Ayom Lemocher, Kiman the Yisim Mishum, the Kim Adam Amuv Lechi Lemocher, Mishlad Uk Min Ayom. Kim Lechi Shoh Mahu, Deloido Misho, Mishum De Ochi Kule Yoyme Baraforeu, while the whole day is Barafore. So now, the Shaila is like this. Lefi De Rosh, the Sofik of the Gemara is Balabatish the Sofik. Kim lechi ayoyim, we don't say he means mufo lemocho. Why? We know what he wants. Oba michlala avieta shumehei. Oba, if it's only 1 hour, val de yoyim is michlala afore, is yom mistaber that he's made for leachar sho. Oy dilme, oba mikol mekim nish. The Ram doesn't say klo, what he will say michlala avieta shumehei. Oba lefi de rosh, be'etzem, this sofik is vayter poshla v'lebatish sofik. The next sofik could be a lomdish sofik. So the haynu, be'etzem lefi de rosh, the noise of the sugi is v'lebatish, not lomdish. The Gemara starts, kim lechi ayoyim, he means mufo lechi lemocher or not. What is the shayla? If you say michalav, ata shumea ba'afor or not. If you say michalav, it's mufo lemocher, I be'yom shomer will take care of it. But if you don't say michalav, so you don't have it. And if you don't say michalav in afor, you say michalav in akomer or not. So the Gemara weiter, and even if you say that you don't say Michalav in Ha'afore, maybe in 1 hour, you say Michalav at Hashemei. Tarki Nidvarim, the Rosh said his Hezbe. Bet Akim, Yem Rishoyim, to finish the Gemara Biz the Mishneh, Sidor Ramban and Mishpat Acherem, Kedai Tzizem, and the Rosh here, and the Ran, we'll see Leshitosom, Mamish finished the Sugya with the self assault Lomdas, the Ran and the Rosh, and the good Kerenoiro and the Ran and the Rosh, as Hashem, Rabbanaz. Hopefully we'll get to it Sunday. No, he asked me a starker question. And after he made that comment, yeah, after he made that comment,